In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Please be seated.
So many of the great feats and feasts of human history have been celebrated in the day. Under the shining sun do we wage many of our wars, our politics, our commerce, our industry. But the church, almost from the beginning, has preferred the quiet of the night to celebrate many of her holiest feasts. She's preferred the night while the world is sleeping. And to be sure, sometimes for reasons practical, such as in times of persecution, but also for reasons mystical. For the church remembers the experience of night in holy history. Remember, it was at night in ancient Egypt when the Israelites ate that Passover meal in haste in the face of Moses. Holy was that night, unlike any other night that began the great exodus from slavery. Jesus chose the night to commune in lonely places with his Father. Nicodemus came to Jesus by cover of night to hear what it was to be born from above. Jesus gathered his disciples in the upper room at that Last Supper to give them and us the gift of Eucharist. It was at night that he gathered in the Garden of Gethsemane before his arrest. And though he died during the day, we are told that the sky was darkened to resemble the night. And though he was resurrected at the dawn, it was still dark when Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John discovered that empty tomb. And when our Lord was born to this world, he did not choose the day, but the night. And so on this holy night, Mother Church takes us by the hand to the Mass we celebrate. And she points to three holy nights, not one, three, that we are to contemplate this night. The first night is shrouded in mystery. And I ask you to stay with me for this part of the sermon, because we human beings are often not comfortable with mystery. But religious people keep company with mystery always. Mystery does not negate human reason, science, or truth. It simply states that we are finite and the love of God is infinite, and there will always be things that are beyond our understanding. But because mystery is congruent with human reason, we grow in mystery. Some of the things, for instance, that were mystery 500 years ago are not mystery now. And some of the things that might be mystery to us today won't be 500 years from here. But there will always be mystery because we are finite and the love of God is infinite. So the first night that Mother Church points us to, shrouded in mystery, goes back in time. The night of eternity. From the beginning, far before any morning star, before any ray of light, we are told that the second person of God was begotten of God, not made, not born. We say it in the Creed. Begotten of the Father before all worlds, God from God, light from light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father. So this Christ of God in mystery hovered over the waters of creation, hovered over the people of Israel, hovered over and sometimes detected only in types and shadows, but the Christ of God always there in the human experience. And then Mother Church tonight points us to the familiar night of time, a night on the human calendar in Bethlehem, when the Christ begotten of God was born of the Virgin Mary, from the womb of Mary became flesh and walked on this earth, the love of God, the joy of God, the mystery of God, in ways that we could see and touch and feel. St. Paul says to some, this is an offense. To others, it is folly. It's laughable. But to those who are wooed by the Holy Spirit to believe, this is our very salvation, the Christmas story that we call the Incarnation. And then thirdly, tonight, Mother Church points us to a third night. And it's tonight. It's the night of grace, where at this Christmas Mass, through the mystery of the Mass, through the music, through our community in prayer, our hearts become the crib of Christ. And we are told that the Christ, begotten in eternity, born through the Virgin Mary, is reborn in us. Through this mass mystery, we become more Christian, more imitators of Jesus, more lovers of God. And Christians throughout all the ages have believed this, that this is our dancing day. They have believed it in every generation, the mystics and the saints. And the blessing of this holy night is that now it is our heart's turn to believe. I wish you a blessed and sacred Christmas. Amen.